Well, good morning, New York City. Just kidding, I don't know what I'm so tired. Oh my gosh. I don't know why, but like every day you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning and you're more tired. Right, other fox? Alright, so this week was a good week. It was actually a really good week because pretty much the whole week we were able to work in our area. That is awesome. So pretty much Monday was like a normal P day in the offices. Just kind of sitting there the whole time. God, what a waste of time. Just kidding. We played soccer, right? And made tacos.
Oh, Monday.
And it was fun. Then Tuesday, we went to the offices. On the other hand, we finished some things that we needed to do for the week. Then we went to lunch. And after lunch, we were able to go and work in our area. We have a couple of people that we've been working with this week. Mara, she's super cool. But she says, like, that she doesn't want to be Mormon. It's mostly because, like, she doesn't understand what our message is. So we kind of, like, shared a little bit more about what the message is, and, like, now she's, like, a little bit more open. But, yeah, we're just praying hard that she can understand what we're teaching her. But apparently her husband's not too interested. So that kind of makes it a little bit harder. But yeah, we're going to keep visiting her and see if we can help her get reading the Book of Mormon and come to church. Ugh. Oh, man. I shouldn't make this recording at 6:40 in the morning. No. But oh well. Then let's see, then Jorge, he's a stud, so he's this old guy that we are teaching. I think we passed by his house, he wasn't there, but I think we found him. Where did we find him? We found him. I think we found him last week. But yeah, he's a good guy, we invited him to get baptized. And to come to church, and he's like, yeah, I'm coming to church. And when I ready to get baptized, he's like, yeah, I'll get baptized if I know it's true. And he's just a super nice, awesome dude. But then we go on Sunday to go look for him, and his wife was there, and it kind of stunk because, kind of super stuck. But what happened was we go to his house. And his wife was there, and she's like, oh, no, he's on the roof, and he can't listen to you guys right now. We're like, no, but we need to talk to him. Like, it's urgent. We need to talk to him. And she's like, no, like, he's busy right now. And we're like, oh. We're just kind of like, no, like, we need to talk to him and talk to him. And we're, like, kind of insisting. And then finally she's like, I respect all the churches, but I'm sick and tired of you guys coming over here. She's like, as for now, I prohibit you guys, like, my husband talking to you guys. Like, he doesn't need to, waste his time with you guys and your church and stuff. We're like, no, but, like, you don't understand what we're sharing. And she's like, yeah, that's it. And then she, like, closed the door and left. And we were just like, oh, fetch. Because he's such a good guy. Like, he's seriously such a nice old man. And his wife just kind of ruined it all. Which kind of sucks. So pray that her heart can be softened and that we can pass by another time. And explain the importance of our message to her so that she understands now. But yeah. that was fun. Then let's see, Wednesday. Wednesday was cool. So we had the Consejo de Liderazgo, which was cool. We were able to go and talk with all the district leaders and the zone leaders and the whole mission. And we're just talking about our new, well, it's not our new, but it's our, like, more focused mindset of every missionary baptizing in the month of December. And so we were just, like, really kind of hammering in the idea and just trying to help the leaders understand, like, their role as leaders and how they can really lead the mission to reach these goals. So that was really cool. It was really inspiring. Like, we all were talking about how we needed faith. Like, President's talking about how we needed faith to be able to reach this goal. And then we just kind of all, like, kneeled down, like, all of the leaders and President and everything. And then, like, President said a prayer and just, like, asked for faith that we can be able to reach the goal. And it was really cool. It was really spiritual. So it's going to be sweet to see, like, how this month goes. So far, we've already, like, broke some records this week with what happened, which was really cool. No es cierto. But yeah, so that was really cool. Then in the afternoon, we were able to go out, and we were able to find... Who did we teach on Wednesday after the Consejo? Remember, like, we were going to go to Familia Contreras, but then we didn't. And then when we didn't go there, we... Jorge. Oh, was it Jorge? Mauro y Olga. Who's that? Okay, yeah, so that's right. So we were able to find Jorge on Wednesday. That's what it was. So that was good. Also, Mauro and Olga. Mauro's Olga's son, and he's, like, alcoholic, and he just lives in, like, his little house, and always has his door open. We passed by, and we taught him a little bit. He's a good guy, but he doesn't really want to change, which kind of sucks, because his life is not very happy, let's be honest. That's good, though. Sure. Yeah. Sorry, I kind of spaced out for a second. So, I'm sorry. Then Thursday, we did intercambios. My comp went down to City Bell in La Plata and Elder Costa from Brazil came up here with me. So that was really fun. We were able to find a couple new people. We were able to teach this guy named Alejandro. He's just this nice guy that we found outside of his house in the morning. He's just a nice guy. And then we set a cita to go back and visit him on Friday. But he wasn't there, but we talked to his dad, and his dad seemed really nice. But he was busy when we went past, so... We're going to pass by him this week. Then we also found this family. They're Jorge and Clara. They're super awesome. They're like a young couple. We like went to their house and were able to teach them. They were just like super prepared. We gave them the Book of Mormon, invited them to church and stuff. They said they were going to go. They didn't end up showing up, but they're going to go this week for sure. We're going to just go and teach them and get them to church. But Yeah, they're super cool.
The fox.
Then let's see what else happened. Then we also taught Nicholas. Oh, Nicholas is a super stud. We were walking on the opposite side of our area, and we just go and like see this guy with his motorcycle outside of his house, and we go up and we start talking to him, and he's just a super nice guy, and he's saying that like he had like a little like blow up house thing, and apparently like he works with that, like he rents them out for like parties and stuff. And we're like talking to him. We were talking to him and and he was saying that like he gave it to his neighbor so he could use it for his like little girl's birthday party. He's like, you know, I have this and like he's my friend and I want to help him out, so just let him use it. He's like, usually I charge, but I just wanted to help him out. I'm like, oh, that's nice of you. That was funny. But no, he's a stud. Then we also let's see what else happened. Then yes, like we taught him about the restoration and he was really interested, and we gave him the Book of Mormon, and we came back on Saturday, but he wasn't there. So we're going to also pass by this week, but his wife seems really nice and they have two little kids. So we're excited. It's going to be sweet. Man, I'm really tired right now. I don't know what the heck is wrong. Then Ricardo. We taught this guy named Ricardo, but he's kind of crazy. All he did is just like talked about politics and the problems in the world and stuff. And we wanted to talk about the restoration. And yeah, he just didn't really want anything. Kind of stunk. Like, he's a good guy, but he's just like lacking a few things. Yeah. But man, what else happened this week? That was fun. They're crazy. I can't really think right now. My brain's kind of fried. Well, yeah. Then we finished our interconvio Friday morning. And then Friday morning we went to Villa Vida in La Plata. And we did a division there. And it was cool. I was like, will they go with other Jenkins? My comp in the MTC. We were able to go out and find a couple new investigators for him. It was pretty cool because one of the guys we found, his name was Diego. And he came from Ecuador. And it was super cool because he said that he was listening to the missionaries in Ecuador. The missionaries told him to bring the Book of Mormon with him so that he could read it. And he said that he had forgotten it. And he's like, she said that I would read the Book of Mormon here in Argentina, and like, here you guys are, and you gave me the Book of Mormon, and I'm going to read it. And it was funny. It was like, wow, see, there you go. When she makes promises, and us missionaries make promises, they come true. And it was funny. It was actually a really cool blessing. So yeah, I hope they keep teaching that guy, because he's a stud. which is kind of cool because, like, when we first started talking to him, like, the guy that was there, he was, like, cool, but, like, didn't really want too much. But then his wife came out, and then she was saying that, like, the Book of Mormon isn't the Bible and that we shouldn't be able to read that because it's not the Bible and, like, I don't know, quite your pilata. Then, like, we were just kind of being a little bit persistent, and it was cool because if we wouldn't have been persistent, then we wouldn't have found this guy, the Diego guy. So that was cool. That was kind of a cool blessing. Then we also went back, so then after that we went back to our area. We were able to pass by this guy, Wilfred, and he was a stud. He was a really nice guy. He was like, he lives in the area of the Hermanas, but he says that he only wants the missionaries to come over to teach him. And so we went over to teach him, and apparently like 10 years ago he started listening to missionaries. But then, like, because of his work, he had to stop listening to them, and now he says, like, he wants to start listening to the missionaries again, and, so we taught him a little bit about, like, the restoration and baptism, and we gave him a fecha, and he was just a good guy, just, like, super prepared. He said he was going to come this Sunday, but he didn't show up either. Because, like, he worked all night long on Saturday. And then, like, I guess he just didn't wake up early enough on Sunday to go to church. But yeah, this week we're going to visit him. We're going to visit him today and tomorrow. And we're going to try to get him going strong, right?
Right.
Right. Then, after that, Saturday, we had our Capilla Abierta, which was fun. It was, like, alright. Like, wasn't as good as a couple of the other ones that I've been to. But yeah, we were dressed in white, and it was cool because people came in, and we taught about baptism, and there was a couple investigators that came. So it was kind of cool because we just challenged them to baptism in like this meeting thing. It was kind of cool. Like, this one guy, he accepted a fecha for the 23rd, so that's cool. He doesn't live in our area, but he's going to start listening to the missionaries. I think the sisters are going to teach him. So yeah, it was sweet. Then yesterday, Sunday was good. It was just kind of a normal day. We went, and we did a division. We did division in, Villa España. That was really cool. I was able to go back into Villa España, and we met some really awesome prepared people. It's like a bunch of miracles. It was like cool because between like Brasategui and like Villa España and Villa Vida, it's kind of cool because like both times it's just like, I just kind of like said a little prayer before that it would be like successful. And like when we went to Villa Vida, it was like cool because we only had 2 hours, but we were able to like see a lot of miracles. And like same thing in Villa España, like it was good. It was like we saw a lot of miracles. We saw a lot of like really prepared people, which was a huge blessing. So yeah. What was I gonna say? Yeah, so, just like really tired. Sorry if this recording doesn't make sense. But basically, it's just been a really good week. We're able to stay working in our area, which is really nice. We saw a lot of good miracles. We're just trying to get our investigators to keep progressing and keep moving forward. I'll share scripture here. Here. So we have the challenge to read the whole Book of Mormon by the end of the year. Which I'm going to try to reach this goal because it's a good goal. I'm in Alma 38. But I read yesterday in Alma 37. And I really like 37, 36, and 37. Just a good scripture. It says, Si, e implora a Dios todo sostén. Si, sean todos tus hechos en el Señor. Y donde quiera que fueres sea en el Señor. Deja que todos tus pensamientos se dirijan al Señor. Si, deja que los afectos de tu corazón se funden en el Señor para siempre. Consulta al Señor en todos tus hechos, y Él te dirigirá para bien. Si, cuando te acuestes por la noche, acuéstate en el Señor, para que Él te cuide en tu sueño. Y cuando te levantes por la mañana, rebose tu corazón de gratitud a Dios. Y si haces estas cosas, serás enaltecido en el postrer día. I like that, because if we are always relying on the help of the Lord, and we're always praying to Him and asking Him for the things that we need, and that He can take care of us. Like it says, we will be raised up in the last day, and it's true. That's all we need to do is just like rely on the Lord. That's all our challenges here on the earth. It's just learning how to rely on the Lord and God for everything. But yeah, this church is true. We're doing the work of the Lord. We're going to start seeing some awesome miracles here in our area and in the mission. It's the last week of the transfer, so we're going to go out and work hard so we can end this transfer on top. And yeah. I love you guys tons. I hope you're having a good week, and I'll talk to you more next week then. Love you guys. Bye.